Joe there? Okay, do we have, let the January 6th meeting of the Planning Commission come to order? Who's missing here? Is Sharon on the line anywhere?
Sharon.
No?
Sharon.
And Dan, you are?
Yes.
Can you all not hear me? Can you hear me now?
I hear you fine. Thank you.
Okay. And Dan, I'm not familiar with your face. What are you a new member of the board?
New member of the council, yes. Thank you.
Well, good. Well, welcome. We appreciate
thank you
being here. All right. Are there any old business? The meetings from the meeting notes from our last meeting. Can I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. This is a special called meeting. There are no minutes, no anything. We'll take those at our next regular meeting. The only item we have on the agenda today is the temporary use permit request for Camp St. Christopher.
Okay. Have you all seen the request?
I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
And before we get into that, I just wanted to take a second. I think he's on the line here to introduce you to Tyler Newman. Tyler started on November 1st. He's our new zoning administrator. So we are in the process of transitioning staff support for the Planning Commission from me to Tyler. Tyler, are you on the line?
I am, Joe. Thanks.
Okay. We'll have Tyler do the staff report for the temporary use permit request.
All right. Hope everyone's doing all right this afternoon and looking forward to working with all of y'all in the future. Are we good to dive right into the request?
Yes.
Okay, great. Fairly straightforward request that we have here. If some of you are not aware, there was a fire that took place at the Camp St. Christopher property, which is located at 4552 St. Christopher Lane. The fire took place on December 17th, 2021, and the structure that it impacted specifically was the kitchen building that they had on site. Since the fire occurred, I've been working with staff with Camp St. Christopher regarding both the renovation to the building that was damaged by the fire, but also in the meantime, need to have a kitchen on site. And the that brings us to the request that we have today, which is to place a 46 foot by 8.5 foot temporary kitchen trailer on site for the duration of the time that the kitchen building is under repair. Due to the fact that the DSO only allows for a maximum request of 60 days, the applicant has asked for that maximum request starting from the date of January 10th, 2022. If the trailer is still on site beyond the 60 days from then they'll likely come in for a request to have a renewal of that to town council. So if you all look at the package that went out, you will see a site plan that the little green, or I apologize, yellow box there illustrates the approximate location of the proposed temporary kitchen trailer on site. And then the applicant also provided us with a floor plan of the interior of the temporary kitchen trailer. as well as several photos which illustrate both the damage that occurred to the interior of the existing kitchen building, as well as photos of the exterior of the temporary kitchen and photos of the proposed kitchen location or temporary kitchen location. So as I previously indicated, request that we have here, we looked over their application and staff recommends in favor of approval requests. The only condition that we would want to see with that is that prior to temporary kitchen trailer actually being brought to the Camp St. Christopher site, we would want the applicant to obtain all of any necessary building permits from the Charleston County Building Inspections. With that being said, I believe we have the applicant, Steve Zach, on the line as well. Steve, if you had anything that you wanted to add, feel free. But that is a summary of the request that we have.
I have nothing to add to that.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Any questions?
Yes, this is Jim Newton. You don't see me up there because I don't have a camera on my desktop. But the 60 days, do you anticipate having the new building in 60 days, or are you anticipating coming back and asking for an extension?
I'm going to have to ask for an extension.
Is there any way we can go ahead and know that? We're going to approve the extension. Could we approve it right now for an additional time or not?
The ordinance only allows a temporary use permit for a period of up to 60 days, and it does grant the applicant the ability to apply for future additional temporary use permits.
Okay. Thank you, Joe. That answers my question.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. What is the what kind of fuel or what are you using for cooking in the temporary facility?
It uses propane just the same as our kitchen does now.
So it'd be attached to your existing propane?
Yeah, it has a 250-gallon propane tank.
In the truck, in the van, whatever it is?
Yeah, it's attached to the trailer. It's a separate tank that sits on the ground. But that's what our kitchen has now.
So my only question is safety?
If you don't mind me interjecting, I will say that is kind of covered. That is why we do have the condition added to our recommendation for them to obtain all required permits from Charleston County Building Inspections prior to actually placing the trailer on site. Charleston County Building Inspections will be ensuring that the trailer has, you know, is adequately fastened, that there's, you know, that it won't, there's nothing that can happen to make it blow away. They'll be looking at any mechanical, electrical thing associated with making sure that the kitchen is up to code, all of that. We'll want to make sure that they have all of the necessary permits in that respect prior to it actually being brought onto the site.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
I have the question of the trailer is in place. But where will the people be eating?
We're gonna a gymnasium / multi-purpose building.
So the kitchen was damaged, but the tables, the dining area is going to be used as before.
No, we're going to relocate the tables into the gymnasium. It's already classified as a multi-purpose building.
Okay, they're not going to be outside.
No, sir.
Thank you.
And Wayne, I think, as I understand it, the temporary kitchen is going to be right outside the gymnasium.
Right. I have no problem with the kitchen. I was just wanting to understand, once they got their food, was it going to be outside picnic tables, dining, or somewhere around the campground? Thank you for making it clear.
Any other questions or comments? Dan? No? I'd like to bring up, make a proposal here, is that when this application was submitted, I think the presumption was is that the refrigeration would be part of that temporary kitchen. It was not, so it was not included in the application. Can we include the temporary refrigeration unit along with the kitchen?
If you're asking if the permit application can be modified during the meeting, legally the answer is no. You know, it would be required to have 24 hours under the state's Freedom of Information Act and be advertised and made publicly available. That obviously hasn't happened. So legally, no. Can you still vote to do it? Yeah, if it were to be challenged or something like that, there's a good chance it would probably be thrown out.
Okay.
I just wanted to add in as well that you know, part of what we required the applicant to provide with this submittal was the site plan that illustrated where it was going, where the trailer was going to be located, the photos of the trailer, the details of the floor plan, which I do understand that the trailer that's going to be holding the fridge is essentially just a big box. But the I did confirm already, you know, this isn't a tiny trailer that's going to be placed on site. It's a 40-foot trailer that they're going to have this sitting in. So that was the basis of, you know, us not being able to just throw this in, is that it's a 40-foot structure that's going to be placed out there that ideally I think we'd like to see, you know, a specific location assigned for it. And the timing that was brought to our attention was we didn't have adequate time to make to update the package and for posting. So that ties into what Joe was just saying.
Well, could we approve the temporary refrigeration unit with the caveat that they need to provide a site plan? See, you can't have a kitchen without a refrigeration unit. And there aren't enough coolers in the island to keep the food cold while they're processing it for these larger groups.
Yeah, ultimately for a temporary use permit, if it's over 3 days in duration, the Planning Commission is not actually the one who's approving it. Town Council is the one who would approve or deny the temporary use permit application. The Planning Commission is simply making a recommendation to Town Council whether or not to approve it. So I think, you know, you could probably make a recommendation to Council that they consider that, but it would ultimately be up to Council whether to grant that authority or not.
Okay.
I have a question. Won't the county have to approve the refrigeration as well? Will the county have to approve the refrigeration unit?
Yeah, and I would want, I would say that we should have that same condition added on to any approvals associated any structures, that they obtain any of the necessary building permits from Charleston County. I can't attest to what permits would be required for that. I'm pretty positive that there are certainly building permits that will be required with a full-on kitchen that's going to be used. I don't know as much what permitting is required for a refrigeration system, but I would say that same condition should still be applied to any temporary structures that we're having placed out there.
I agree.
Joe, do we need to, the recommendation by Tyler is to be, the kitchen is to be approved. Can we also, do we need a motion to include the refrigeration unit for council's consideration?
You don't need a separate motion. You don't need a separate motion. You can make one motion to approve the request as submitted, to attach the conditions recommended by the zoning administrator, and then also if the planning commission so chooses, to recommend that the permit also include a temporary the additional temporary facility. And then ultimately council will make a determination whether or not they would want to approve that or not.
Okay. And then we don't need a motion. We can just, do we need a vote?
Well, somebody needs to make a motion before you vote.
Okay. And make a motion that we do what Joe just said.
Okay. Second?
I second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. It's up to you, John.
Were there, I don't think you called the no's. Were there any no votes or was that unanimous?
I think it looked like it was unanimous.
I had a question about the permitting. I don't like to do things in retrospect. I'm going to abstain from this one because I think that the motion should have been with the refrigeration and the permitting with it all together. If it's not, you know, we have one thing before us and it's not complete. So I'm going to abstain. I agree in principle that it makes sense, but it's not done correctly. So I'm going to abstain.
Okay. We respect it. We respect that. Any other questions, discussions on the subject? Do we have a motion for okay, so just to wrap this up, we are recommending the council approve the application as presented and with the inclusion of the temporary refrigeration unit. Is that correct?
That's what was just voted on.
Okay.
So that is the recommendation that'll go to council in just a few minutes. So once we adjourn this meeting, we'll all have to leave this meeting and then log back in because we have a different Zoom link for the council special called meeting / joint workshop. So if you're good to adjourn, we can go ahead and adjourn and then we'll all have to log back in.
Do I have a motion for adjournment?
I move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
All right, we'll go ahead and close this meeting. If you go back to the email with the links, the second one will be for the council meeting, which will start in just a minute.
Thank you.